You gotta know when to press that eject button. And once the guy is doing Schedule II drugs and crossing state lines to do so, that's when you press the eject button.
Y'all seen this TikTok going around, guys? Have y'all seen the talk? Y'all trying to throw for 10 yards in the NFL game? Could you do it?
Than total passing yards?
Let's listen to it.
10 yards in an NFL game. I've been having this debate with one of my buddies for a long time. He swears up and down that the average Joe should not be able to throw 10 yards. I'd be damned if I get held to single digit passing yards. So the rules are man coverage. Right, man coverage, best man coverage corners in the game, but you also have elite route runners. Full pressure, full speed game. You've got linemen coming at you the whole time, but you have whole 15-minute quarters, four quarters to get 10 passing yards. Ain't holding me. I'm putting up at least 100. Get the no.
Nah, he lost me. I was gonna say, I think I could do it, honestly. I really thought I could do it because. My thought process was you throw one shovel pass from the shotgun or a screen, a quick screen, and maybe they scamper for 10 yards. Like, you get it all in one chunk.
I think a screen's harder than just, like, throwing it 10 yards and hoping for the best. Screen could get picked so easy. We don't have that zip NFL quarterbacks have.
They're coming at you unblocked for the screen.
I'm just saying, if you already give me the yardage space in the shotgun – I could get the ball out, not well, but I could get
it's
the ball
It's press coverage.
Forward.
He made that very clear. It's press. It's man to man. That is getting housed.
Yeah, I was just.
Yeah, they're not gonna make you pick apart the zone. That's crazy.
I wasn't planning to throw to a receiver at all. I was just hoping to throw a barely forward pass to my running back who scampers for 10 yards. That would be my game plan. I try that every time.
Listen, that screen. It looked like a short pass. That thing's still going like 15 yards. You went with some type of zip, so it's not just lollipopped up it's there. Shovel. And this is no shovel. Screen or shovel pass. I didn't hear him say that, but the tweet says no screen or shovel passes. If it's no screen or shovel passes,
yeah, that's why when you first
I don't
saw
think it's
it,
no way.
When you first said it, I went straight to those thoughts. I didn't realize that, but yeah, if you got to actually throw it downfield, no way. The average person.
I got Jalen Waddle making a quick cut, and I got the ball in his chest immediately. I mean,
you gonna put it all, like right on him in stride so he can catch it in move? Like
no. He's gonna have to go to ground for it. Otherwise, his life is in danger. But he's gonna have to. He's gonna have to make a catch. That's for sure.
When you get there,
exclusively off there.
Yeah. Would you say?
I don't think Scoop's throwing exclusively hospital balls. I don't think the average person. Can throw with shoulder pads on. I really don't,
I don't think
they can
see over the line. I feel like there was a lot of things, difficulties that you would hit before even trying to wonder if you can hit them in the numbers.
I got middle school experience throwing with pads. I could do it.
Shotgun. Just, the snap would break your fingers.
A lot of people could not catch the snap.
Yeah. you'd step on the lineman's foot if you're trying to take a snap from under center.
You might not make it the whole four quarters once you get hit.
Who's my offensive line? What kind of pocket do I have?
Sounds like they stink, according to this guy.
Yeah, because he's like the defense. He's like, it's all pros. It's the all 90s decade team.
I think all pro defensive back, all-time defensive backs. I didn't hear what he said about the edge rushers and the tackles inside, but.
I'm not sure it matters, to be honest. I don't think it could be done against UGA.
I mean,
nonetheless,
I'd rather play some NFL defenses than UGA.
If Bryce
yeah, the
Young,
pass rush.
If Bryce Young could see over the line, I can see over the line. Like I'm what 2-3 inches taller than him, so
he'd been doing this all his life.
I could have been too. Struck
still,
down.
You still can.
I got eligibility left.
Yeah, I was gonna say you still got 4 years left, ain't it?
I do.
Nah, I don't think nobody here, nobody in chat, nobody on screen right now would do
that. I don't understand why he made it so hard, because it's already a toss-up without all of these things. And he's just like, we got prime Deion Sanders guarding your number one receiver.
Could you hit a home run against Randy Johnson? Center field is 685 feet away. Me, I'm smoking one. But
it's like, I'll hit off a slow-mo from the World Baseball Classic. I'll try one of those. Maybe get a single.
When we were at the house in Arizona, YC, there was a conversation, and I've heard this conversation many times. There was a conversation going like, oh, I could throw a football 65 yards. No, you can't.
Not a chance.
No, you cannot.
I was going to say Noah, our social media guy, might be able to get the 10 yards. He's like 6'2", 6'3". He's like 23 years old. He's strong. He can throw the football really well. I feel like he could probably luck into 10 yards. But, like, he's not the average person that we're talking about. He's not this guy in this gaming chair either. No disrespect to this guy. So I'm just going to say that. But, you know, who else is a guy who thinks he can do what – like, the guy who always answers yes? Tim randomly always answers yes to these hypotheticals. Tim, our boss, Tim. He's always like, oh, yeah, I definitely could do that. He's like, yeah, I think I could get probably 60 yards. Like, and he just –
that's his ninth six of the day. It's the first quarter.
Any conversation like this breaks out in a meeting, he's always the guy who's like, yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
I don't think people grasp, like, you see 100 yards north to south, but how wide a football field is. Mm-hmm. Like, from edge to hash, hash to hash. That's why it's like, this screen is not just like a 2 yard pass. You're going to have to throw that ball 40 feet with some zip.
Except when you're playing
somewhat
Georgia,
accurately. Yeah.
Except when you're playing Georgia's defense and it looks like the field's small because they're just everywhere. Like that guy was saying.
Yeah.
Someone in chat accused me of being 6'1". I'm 6'3". Correct the record.
So. Get them, school.
Well, they were doing the math of Bryce Young plus 3 that you gave them.
Oh, that's
made Bryce Young too tall.
then I'm even taller. I guess I gave Bryce Young too much credit. I thought he was 6 foot at least.
I think also, like DeMonte said, like above average human being's arm would fall off on a 30-yard pass. It might fall incomplete. And you're like, oh, I have to go do correct. This. Like, people throw the ball 30, 40, 50, 60 times. I don't think a single person.
Also, the way that he's
talking. Maybe high school, some lower level high school, but.
The way he's talking, too, is like you're playing like a normal game. So it's like you got to make that read and pick the right receiver against three all pro DBs. Like, even if they're elite route runners, you have to select these guys in 2 seconds.
How many
not
people
biting on your pump fake?
How many? No, how many people could get to their third step of the drop?
Not many,
I think, but
not
you
before,
probably
before
could,
stumbling.
But it would be all it'd be all the line though. Like, I think if the line did like an amazing job, you'd be able to do that. It'd be it'd have nothing to do with you, but you'd get there.
I can see myself doing all of this. Like, I can see myself. Bro, I can see myself getting
y'all's
this
confidence is like inspiring.
Like, call for the snap. I'm in shotgun, so I got more time. I don't have to take the drop.
Scoop. Okay, your next door neighbor, the one you hate, imagine him taking that three-step drop. That's what I like to think. Think of your next door neighbor doing this for the average person.
Okay, well, my neighbor's a dipshit. It has to be someone else.
That's what I'm saying. That's the average person.
Most people. That's most people.
No. My neighbor is like lower IQ than most people. Like, did I tell the story when he went fishing with my uncle? My uncle was missing a rod, and my uncle goes, "Well, where's the rod you were using?" And the neighbor goes, he said, "I don't know where it is." And then my uncle hears splashing, like a lot of splashing. And he turns around and he sees the neighbor in the water, waist deep. And he's getting the rod out of the water and he's just falling all over the water. So that's my neighbor. He's not throwing 10 yards. No, no. He's dying. He's dying back there.
Oh, what about your neighbor on the other side? They throwing for 10 yards?
I honestly, yeah, probably. He's always
in Mrs. Smith? Nah, she
no, he's always working.
No, she reads the protection well.
He's always working on the garage. He's got a trampoline. He's got a trampoline, so he's probably
jumping on that trampoline.
Balance. He's got balance. Balance for the drop back.
I don't
think. Do you think people could throw it away? Like, you could get a penalty, but do you think you could even, like, throw it out of reach out of bounds?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you?
Actually.
Again, that's a long – with all your money.
It's like 30 yards.
That's what I'm saying.
The average person can't throw a football at all. Like, can't throw a spiral. Also true. You know what I mean?
Can you give me football field dimension, Scoob?
Yeah,
I want to see, like, exactly how – because it's like, if you're dead center, that's a long, a lot longer throw.
30 yards. Thinking. Roughly 30 yards, yeah.
Yeah. And you can't – don't put – no. It's got to get out of bounds. Otherwise, like, it's going back for six.
Oh, yeah. AJ Brown acted – I love when people feel act like football is also war. Like, AJ Brown took it too far the other way. He was like, you would literally – your bones would be stew for the worst defensive lineman in the league. And it's like, all right. All right, let's calm it down a little.
I mean, if you're talking like free run, like if you're running a read option and keep it, but – yeah, football fields are wide, a lot wider than you would think. So if you're in between those hashes.
We need measurements. We don't have the width here.
Yeah.
It's 53.
Oh, no, it's 53 and a half. That's right. I always hear that and think it's basketball that they're talking about, like feet or something.
Fit. Yeah, so just cut that in half. So you 27, 28 yards. I guess 26 yards. I don't think the average person could do it.
Good point. Not. The Duke, the actual NFL football, is a lot bigger than the
it's
football.
Huge.
There's a reason the hand measurement thing matters. The Duke is a big fucking boy.
Oh, I can't
it legit,
do it though.
Wrist to forearm. Like, it will take up your whole wrist to forearm. That's how big the football is.
Yeah, regulation football is huge.
I got little hands like Pinocchio. I got tiny hands.
That's going to be a big part of it. Are you going to be able to grip it and rip it?
That's why my career ended. Like, it's too small to hold the ball. Like, they're really... You can't play, kid. You can't play QB.
See, Bryce got the mitts. Unless you're going to two-hand chest pass it like the Dr. Pepper college football halftime.
That's what I wanted to do.
I just scramble around the pocket like Kyler Murray. Shake a few defenders off and then...
slide.
Yeah, no, loft one for DeAndre Hopkins to pull in. Move the chains.
I mean, if you get the ball in the air, it's on the wide receiver to bring it down. It doesn't matter how good the throw is.
Agreed, Scoob.
Boy, y'all giving a lot of grace. A lot of grace.
I don't think I'm hitting the 10 yards, but I think I'm getting another contract. I think they're like, we like what we saw. We can work with that.
I was like, you just need to hand it off. Like, fail this mission on purpose, but hand it off and get 2 for 27 from the Pittsburgh Steelers to be a veteran presence for Kenny Pickett. So, I'm also like the average person in pads with even a high school pass rush. I think they would eat you alive, man.
No question.
They would eat you alive. And...
I was watching some. Oh, they were showing LeBron's high school football highlights, and his quarterback, like high school football. It's like watching a completely different sport from NFL football, especially the passing aspects, because your quarterback's like in a 3-point stance, like in the backfield. And then even he's throwing from like a deep crouch and he's throwing like way overhand. Like that's when they talk I feel like once a month they do the telestrator on the path of the quarterback's arm when he throws, especially when it was like Phillip Rivers. It just goes like straight back like a hatchet to a temple of a zombie. No one in here has those kind of mechanics. The average person is throwing these big fucking like you're getting strip sacked almost every time.
It's like getting into a fight. Like you think you're going to throw this big looping knockout and by then, the real boxer just tightened you up. I don't think people would hold on to the ball. I think they trip over their feet doing the drop.
A lot could go wrong. Just put it that way.
I think the pass would get tipped. I think you would throw six interceptions. And even like Jalen Waddle's like, why am I going along with this? Why am I here?
Why am I giving 100% on these routes?
Why am I stopping on a dime for this?
I'm hitting Tyreek in stride.
You're yelling at Otto. Jalen, it was a sluggo. You went. I'm not fucking listening to you.
Jalen's like, that wasn't the play, you idiot.
That's not what sluggo means. That's
another good point. How many people, because you got the green dot, how many people could not even remember the play. Relay what you've heard in your helmet to the huddle.
You hot route. You do the. You double tap your leg. You hot route.
I was
route.
Just gonna say I'm gonna be yelling hot route. They're like, what the fuck are you saying?
Triangle. You triangle. R1 up. R1 up.
It's like the new thing that UFC coaches keep doing. When they want an elbow, they keep yelling echo now. And the desk is like, we all know what you mean by echo at this point. You're all doing it.
It's like the football guys doing this. Like, I didn't catch that ball, man. Hurry up. Hurry up. I did not catch the ball. Yeah, you're just yelling four verts. You're square. You're triangle. You're L1. I'm going to throw it to L1. That's why I use it. If the safety's creeping up, I'm going to you. And you would die. I think that's how it would go.
Like, dude, you don't know where to stand for a shot. You're in illegal formation because you're standing like where the punter stands.
I think people would line up behind the guard. Like you say, like once every couple of years, somebody just comes in and lines up behind the guard. I think that would happen. Yeah, I think the snap would definitely go over your head, or I think it would come out faster than you're anticipating it coming out. Scoop's just like, none of this is phasing me, Doug.
It's really
Scoop's like, I'm reading off the safeties. I'm looking them off with my eyes.
You guys don't trust your line. I trust my line. They're all getting Rolexes.
I don't
at
trust
the
me.
End of this.
I trust my line. It's me. Yeah. I don't trust here.
I trust my line to get. I trust my line to block my guys to get open and me to put it where it needs to be. Shame on me, I guess.
Scoop come in tomorrow. I was like, I was losing the game of Madden 26-152.
But he got the 10 yards.
I did.
Yeah, I got my 10.
My legs are broken. My spine fractured. But I
I'm on IR.
I actually got 15 yards, so.
Built different.
There's been a tweet that's just been jangling around in my head the last like 48 hours, and it's the pot pie inspector one. Funny head on the hat. It was just like a dude taking a selfie, and someone was like, why does he look like he inspects pot pies for a living? Like, I think that's one of the more inventive, hilarious roasts of a person. Saying you inspect pot pies is such, like, you just, that one passes the pot pie specifications. That absolutely, that kills me forever.
I think the one, I hate that they deleted the picture on it, but a guy posted a selfie and a dude responded where he looks like the nigga that cuts the ham at Golden Corral. And he did. He looked just like him. Read him like a book. And I think he deleted the picture. I don't know if anybody got the screenshot. That's the one I think about three times a week.
I have the pot,
four times a week.
I have the pot pie inspector one. That one's deleted, but I've got it.
Let's have a peek at that. That's tough,
rough,
man.
That's rough business.
I think it's the shirt and tie combo.
Right.
And if you scroll down, Scoop, the tie is not tied quite right.
Okay.
So he definitely you got to keep it short. You don't want to get it stuck in a pie.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's on the conveyor belt. Everyone knows if you get too close to the pie belt, it can suck you up in there. Now you're mincemeat.
Yeah,
it slides you along the conveyor. It's a tough scene, man.
This poor guy.
That's devastating. Or the kid with the shiesty on, but he had the glasses. And somebody said, look at this shiesty ass dork.
Oh, that's the other one I think of. Is that all right white on... people? All white people look like Buzz Lightyear with the shiesty on.
Oh no.
Oh man, so we just got roast tweets. Somebody, every white person has an aunt that look like Larry Bird. That always kills me. this is a different picture. The other one, the kid had glasses on under the shiesty. They're like, you look very pleasant to be around.
That was when we did our year end. This was something I wanted to talk about. I couldn't remember this guy's name. That guy, Dream. He did a face reveal last year. Immediately trending was, he's ugly in all caps.
Yeah. Like literally, like the trending topic was literally "Dream is ugly" in all caps, no. And I was like, "What is this about?" And I'm like, "Oh, Melodge,
I said, what did I say?
A person named Dream.
What did he? What kind of? He just had on a shiesty at all times. Yeah, this is
no. He was like a dead mouse. Yeah. Yeah. That's Buddy from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah.
Stevie.
Yeah.
No, that's for Fresh. That you should do the vines, man. Thanksgiving, my brother.
Beware. I'm about to do the face reveal for this guy. Just beware.
Is it happy?
Completely normal looking white.
You just can't reveal that you're a normal looking white. Correct. If you're doing a reveal, you got to be like, oh, wow, he was devastatingly handsome.
Or horrifyingly ugly, like
mangled.
I'm not gonna say that because that's mean. But I was gonna say like Steve Buscemi's an interesting looking human.
Hey, come on,
you know what I mean? He's not traditionally handsome, I don't think. But Buscemi's taken that face a long way.
Unconventionally, that's what they.
Right. Yeah. That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
Smells better than Brad Pitt though.
Probably.
That's facts.
There's a Buscemi story where he said like he didn't know he was ugly until he got famous and he was like, what the hell, I'm ugly.
That's a tough one. Well, I'll say this, sound like he had a great 20s, like up until 20s, like, yeah, I'm just that guy, man.
He was literally just a firefighter, right? Why see, like in New York,
something regular as hell.
Yeah, something very regular.
I said, you're too ugly to put out fires. Who's
the thing is, though, he plays like an ugly guy in movies, though, which automatically means he's not ugly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, ugly in a movie is like just guy walking down the street, maybe, or average handsome guy on the street. You know what I mean?
Right. It, when every movie star is a 10, and you is like, yeah. I gotta be the 6.
Yeah.
Who? Coley and I talked to somebody years ago. It was the guy, Rome Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
Rome Flynn, the actor, he was like, no, I was playing basketball, and somebody like pulled me out of the stands, was like, you're way too handsome to be playing basketball. Real, look up Rome Flynn. It was like, no,
you're
no,
right,
no.
You know, they're right.
Handsome devil, as handsome as they come. And somebody, no, they just ran out, stop. Man with a face like this should not be setting screens for anyone.
Something could happen to that face.
Yeah. Somebody saw the visual, like, nope, you're coming with us. Now he's a star. So.
You're not supposed to be out here drawing a charge. What are you doing? Get off the ground.
Yeah, I'll draw that charge. Let someone ugly. Steve! why did you get in front of Jokic? Hey, some guys have all the luck, man. You said somebody put together some good names?
Yes.
Here we go. Who we got? Jonathan Chamwa Chachua. Okay. Oh, and Flo Thamba.
And Flo Thamba.
Overlook the Flo. Everybody knows Flo Thamba.
I got Flo.
Wooga Poplar. Like a very rare tree.
Wooga.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
He named like the cartoon wolf, like Auga. That's crazy.
My Kent State team has Sincere Carey, Clyron Hornbeak, and Vaughn Cameron Davis.
These are strong. I've liked Sincere Carey's name. I've had him on a couple of my games of skill because of the name for a while.
This guy cannot dribble. It's a Sincere Carey every
time. Yeah, it's going the other way. Kansas has, of course, Grady Dick, the Dick Dog. Maryland has Carson Dick. Baylor has Austin Sachs. And USC has Harrison Hornerill. Or Hornery?
Hornery.
Harrison Hornery, excuse me. Snooky Wigginton.
That's crazy. That's the best one so far.
That's my very real cousin that goes to a different school. Where you get that? I got this shirt from Snooky Wigginton. Herbertus Pivorius?
That's a European name. I like that one.
But if his name was Hubert Pius, then what kind of MVP votes would he get?
Northern.
Yeah. We got our pal Sir Jabari and also Sir Isaac Heron from this Oral Roberts team. They still do not have a point.
Are you allowed to just call yourself Sir? Like, if your name like that? I don't think that's allowed. You can't just
that's name his your name,
kid.
Though.
You can't name your kids Sir.
Why can't you?
Maybe, well, in America, different rules. In Europe, you definitely, in Britain, they won't let you do that.
If he ever gets knighted, it'll be Sir Harris. Sir Isaac.
Sir Isaac Heron. And if he invents gravity, he'll be Sir Isaac Newton. Mm-hmm. Who else we got? Mayo Baxter Bell Hypen. Josiah Jordan James. Olivier Maxence. That's a new one. Maxence Prosper. Calum Swanton Roger, Nelly Jr. Joseph. Still stuck on Maxence.
Snooky Wigginton.
Snooky Wigginton.
The gun belongs to my next door neighbor. Snooky Wigginton.
It's definitely the best first last name combo I've seen so far, I think.
K-Bird said it's a Boardwalk Empire name.
Oh, Snooky stuff, man. Nobody messes with him. Zatorius Mortal.
That's strong.
That's pretty good. Texas Southern. Raekwon Battle. Raekwon with a Q Battle. Then Raekwon with a K Horton.
I also read that as Raekwon Battle Montana, which is an unbelievable name.
That's buddy that run with Action Bronson, ain't it? Big Body Best and Raekwon Battle Montana. They're a motley crew. And then there he is, Boo Booey. He likes to pronounce it Booby. I think Boo Booey speaks for itself. You never just call him only Boo.
No.
You have to say both. D. Lazarus Keys. That's a pretty good one. Mm-hmm. Federico.
I love when we get a double name guy. Who was who's Buddy Oscar from Oklahoma? Boomchi. That's exactly who I was thinking.
Yep.
Ruben used to play for Georgetown, and then there was also God Sham God.
The legend. Lower I do love it. They'd be like, you may remember Ruben Boomche, no relation, who played at Oklahoma 4 years ago. Federico, and Dane Danger. Is that like John Johnson? David Pickles, all he got is a high school photo. That's
you got a stink.
And he went to USC? That's it?
USCB.
USC, okay, Santa Barbara.
Wait, USSB. Yeah. UCSB, sorry.
Yeah, Cal Santa. Either way, you should have a action photo of you. And then we have Drake's OK Jamgoos?
Mm-hmm.
Jamgoos? Mm-hmm. If you can name your kid Sir, you can name your kid OK.
That's true.
Mediocre.
I was going to say, it stinks that his sister is perfect.
Yeah, awesome Jamgoos. And then pretty good.
Yeah.
I've come packed up today. I got the low lows. I got the cards. What kind of pie you got? Yeah, what you got there?
I got a little Dutch apple just for the kids.
Ooh.
You know, nothing crazy, just for the kids.
I thought it was like a quiche or something. I was like, it's not quiche day though.
No.
Favorite pie, boys, and we'll move on, but it is pie day. What kind of pies we rocking with?
I'm gonna go cherry. Cherry always hits the spot for me. Oh, but it's gotta be off a windowsill. Gotta be off a windowsill. Right.
Well, yeah.
Duh. What kind of pie is you on, YC McMahon?
You ask me on a different day, you get a different answer. But today I will go with a local bakery here called Mia's. Has a triple berry pie. I believe it's blueberry, strawberry, and raspberry.
Damn, triple berry, that's tough.
I think I had that for my birthday. I think my uncle got a triple berry, and it was like a special one from somewhere out of town. Mm. It was very good.
Import?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. He said he got it from a friend or something. I was like, oh, all right.
Get that with the county borders.
Yeah. Sneak it over the line. Put a blanket over in the backseat.
I covered it in dryer sheets and sent it over to your uncle.
I enjoy a nice silk pie. Been on a little silk pie kick lately. So give me a nice piece of silk.
Wait, what is a silk pie? Is it chocolate or? I don't know what a silk pie is.
There's chocolate. I don't know why they call it silk. Yeah.
Well, it's French, isn't it?
A custard pie, kind of.
Yeah, can we look up silk pie? Yeah, I see. It's French silk and silk. Are those two different things? I have to ask with baking. You got to be precise.
It's true.
Baking.
It's like cotton and Egyptian cotton?
Yeah, exactly. I look up French silk. I'm like, what? No, baklava. That. Yeah, that's a bad bitty right there. There's some chocolate, some cream, crust. You all have seen pie before. Yeah, anyone in the top row getting obliterated.
Real eaters.
What kind of pie are you on, Mick? You said Dutch apples, simpleton.
Listen, that's like saying Nolan Ryan's looking at a fastball. You know what I mean? Any variety of apple, I haven't found a bad type of every different way they've presented apple pie to me. I'm all in. I'm like YC though. I won't say I don't discriminate because I do. Have any of you ever even seen a rhubarb pie?
Never by itself, but I've had strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah, I don't know why they had to bring strawberries into it. They didn't deserve it. Rhubarb's like a reed or something. It's horrifying. Absolutely horrifying.
And it is a rhubarb.
Purple celery, man.
Yeah, it really is. It's a horrifying. It should never have been pied.
Yeah, that's where there's no pie legislation. This should not be pied ever.
There it is, though, right there.
Going straight rhubarb by itself. You want some freak shit for real? Usually there's some strawberry involved, I guess, to mask it a little bit. But rhubarb by itself is wild.
I think my uncle has rhubarb pies. Pretty sure. Oh.
Around, casual. Yeah, look like beet pie.
Right.
I'll just go in the kitchen sometimes. He'd be like, hey, there's a rhubarb pie on the stove if you want it. I'm like, nah, I'm good. He'll make beaver. He makes beaver steaks. Boys, my house is dangerous to eat in.
I'd rather eat that than this.
I agree. I will say that is the best move, getting something nobody else likes and offering it to everyone.
Get the credit, none of the blame.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's hot. I just got it, man. Cut you a slice. You don't want none of that? Okay.
My uncle's been doing that with Limburger cheese lately. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Don't only eat stuff I've ever seen on cartoons.
That's what I was just going to say. It's only the stuff that people don't like in sitcoms. These are the foods that Limburger is a Steve Urkel cheese. That's not even a real thing.
My uncle had
uncle eat a fish, man. He put a fish in his mouth and just pulled out the bones. Ate it out of a garbage can. I seen him.
He probably would too.
Now, what do you even do with Limburger cheese?
I think he cuts off a slice and just eats it. I don't know how he does it.
I don't know why he does it, but it's not Limburger Cheese Day. I don't think. Pie Day. Hey, I was going to give you 11, but 5 is cool.
Well, it's been about 4 hours since I had one, so.
I'm not going to ask McMahon what he's drinking. He had to go get there from the crap factory. What do you got there?
So, last year, Coke's been making these new Cokes. And not 90s New Coke, but actual New Cokes.
Mm.
And one of them, they don't really tell you what's in them. It's just a new flavor of Coke.
Right?
Yeah, there's also Moon.
Starlight.
Starlight. Yeah. That's the one. And the last one was mixed, or that one, the Starlight one, was basically just marshmallow flavored, and it was really fucking good. Shockingly good.
Interesting.
So These are the peep Pepsis, which
not the peepsies.
The very same.
Famously marshmallow based candy. Why say you anti peep? I feel like you can't be.
I am anti peep. I hate to disappoint y'all. I'm not a peeper.
I don't know how that lines up with your other beliefs.
Broken clock, you know?
Peeps like are disgusting.
So... Wrong 22 times a day. Who'd you say, school?
Peeps are disgusting, though. That's why. Oh, look at him that's drink correct. That. There's no easy.
Is that a normal
size
can? Is the McMahon growing by the second?
No, this was the smallest increment you could come upon. 10 of those mini cans, the 7.5ers.
You knew it stunk. Well, you wouldn't get the full size.
Yeah, they won't let you.
Mini bar cans.
Yeah, just a little. He didn't spit it out like I thought.
Went back for more.
Well, I was too busy talking to like really focus on like the body of this. What were those SAT prep words YC was just using for his drink?
After dinner.
So this is not shockingly not as good as the Coke Starlight, but it has a lot of similar elements. So like the aftertaste is very similar. This is just much worse than the Coke Starlight.
Does it taste at all like cream soda? I imagine that's what marshmallow soda might taste like.
You know, a little now that you say it, this may sound weird. It feels like it's leaving my mouth feel the same as if I had just drank cream soda, but not necessarily taste the same.
Probably right. Finds out this is allergic to peeps. Why Pepsi trying something Coke did and being much worse at it? Where have I heard that before? I did try the Starlight. I didn't know it was marshmallow flavored. I don't know if that would have changed things. I have seen the moon. I haven't tried it, but I've seen the moon one. That might be next. I don't know what that's flavored.
Oh, I think there's even a new one out now. I think moon may have gone. They don't stay around for long. Although you're in Atlanta, they may keep them.
Just basic model. you know, it was embarrassing telling the internet that you use a towel a month.
I can smell it. I can smell it.
You know, honestly, the first time I read this, when he said 30 times, I thought he was like, I might have been a little high. I thought he was talking about like discrete uses on his body. So like when he gets out of the shower, like one armpit is one use. What the time? Other armpit's the other. I was like, that probably works out to about once a week, 2 weeks.
That's that OCD talking.
Seriously. I was like, he can't mean 30 showers, can he?
I think he does. This is from
he does.
Dan Orlovsky asking Marlon Humphreys. His question
Hold on. Yeah, you have to scroll up because you're weirder than me.
I got at the very beginning of the story.
This is true. Because it's Marlon Humphrey, you have to. It could be anything at the beginning. Marlon Humphrey says, I want to be able to shower and then have a full body blower dry me off. Boom.
Pause.
No towel. How has someone not created this yet? Orlovsky replies, you're weirder than me, man. Humphrey says, does anyone really like towels, though? Then
what
Orlovsky.
A question.
This
question.
You've been asked that? I don't think that I have.
And their first three albums.
Yeah. question is, ask Orlovsky, how many times do you use a towel post-shower till you throw it in laundry? I'm 30 times or so till it goes in. And no, I agree, but that air better be hot.
The towel is hot. It's damp.
It's always damp if you're using it 30 times before.
Marlon Humphrey.
We're presuming he's a shower a day guy.
He has to be. He's on TV.
Who's presuming that?
No,
I'm hearing a towel a month is what I'm hearing thrown around a lot.
Listen, I want to focus on that or so part. But what were you saying, school?
He's got a shower because he goes to the studio. Like, he's at the desk all day. He's traveling a lot. There's no way he's not showering every day. Come on, man.
once you reach a certain age, no one forces you anymore. I've learned that the hard way from working in some workplaces and smelling some grown people.
Bro, I shower every day, and I don't even leave the house. Orlovsky's got to be showering.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. People do not agree with you. There are people out there that definitely do not agree with you.
Every 6 months, people volunteer for no reason. It's like, yeah, no, I'm really a shower a week. You know, I work out. I got to take the kids to the gym.
A certain kind of person, unfortunately. It's not me. The white. It's not me. I'm just saying.
There was a TikTok, a guy, he rides a bike to the train and takes the train and rides like another bike to get to work. I was like, that's a whole lot of sweating and working out. He ain't put no like shower time, no like nighttime shower. So you just taking your day to bed with you.
Yeah, that's very nasty.
That's if you feel like it after every day. Orlovsky on TV, I'm tired. I'm just going to go lay in my stanky bed.
But think about it. Think about the people he's around all day. He's not gonna smell around Marcus Spears and Mina Kimes. He's not gonna stink around those people.
He don't think he stink.
Oh, Martin, I guarantee you.
You can't tell a stinky person they stink.
I was just gonna say that was the next part of my experience.
No.
I've experienced a stinky coworker. I've never told the coworker that they stink.
You tell
them. They push back. They just think you're lying.
You told a drunk person they drunk before. Same experience.
I guarantee you, if Dan Orlovsky came on set smelling like shit, Marcus Spears would be like, "Dan, you smell like shit today. What is up?" Like he would do that.
We're not saying he never showers. But if he's hitting Monday, Wednesday, Fridays like college class, maybe the funk never gets overwhelmingly bad. I don't. Again, do they have that type of relationship? Like, Dan, I got to tell you, man to man, you smell awful.
I feel like
just be like let's record this quick hit on the Lions and you can move around. Big Ben.
I feel like Marcus Spears would be the kind of person to pull him aside and be like, Dan, man to man, you stink. I feel like he would.
These are locker room guys too, so they don't really know stink. They don't like stink they've experienced the worst stink on the planet, so like moderate stink they think is fine.
Like war vets.
Right.
I said Smears one time, Chad. I said Spears every single other time. What are you guys on right now? It was the one first time.
Marcus Smears.
And he did smear when he played. It's what he did.
Good. That's a good segment. If they have him going in on a team, Marcus Smears the Colts today.
Well, yeah, for week six straight, I'm smearing my coworker Orlovsky. He still smells horrendous.
The best part of this interaction, though, is he's like, Dan Orlovsky's like, finally, I found someone who speaks my language. No, him and Marlon Humphrey are simpatico. He's like, me and you, fucking oddballs. We can do anything. I also, I have Marlon Humphrey muted because of his pizza take. So I saw Orlovsky get quote tweeted, or like the thousands of times he got quoted, I was like, who's he even talking to? And then I see Marlon Humphrey, I was like, oh, what's this meeting of the minds breaking down? I actually don't hate Marlon Humphrey's full body blower idea. A, where's she at? B, that'd be unbelievable.
I feel like he tweeted that phrase out at Miles Sanders' phone. His Google alerts went nuts. Like,
I just start tremoring.
I feel like they that in hotels. Like, you turn the shower off and then you press
it. You be at school?
Don't they have the thing you flip the switch and then the hot air comes out of the ceiling and then you dry off?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
For condensation,
You can dry off using that, I think.
It's a multitask.
Yeah. His idea is much better.
You turn on that real hot lamp that they got in the Holiday Inn and just stand under it.
Exactly.
Just sizzle.
Exactly.
The clothes dryer.
Yeah, so basically he wants like the hand dryer at the baseball game before your whole body.
You want the last part of the car wash.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just want a Dyson Airblade that you can walk through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Orlovsky saw that and was like, does anybody else use their towel till it's crunchy?
What it, his response is hilarious too, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what did Marlon say back to this?
The nervous emoji got me. He said 30 times, like, what?
Yeah, shit. I honestly don't know, but not that many. They threw a LOL at the end. Like, man, this is the end of our interaction forever.
Yeah, he said I should have never engaged with this man.
Nah, 30 is preposterous, man.
That's like in high school during the swim unit, there were kids that would, you were told to take your towel home every day and bring a new one. There would be kids that would not do that.
Not a chance.
Stunk. There's towels just stunk, and then they stunk all day. Ugh.
Did you tell them?
I mean, I would be like, the towel stinks, and they'd be like, well, what do you want me to do about it? You get a new towel. You bring a new towel from home.
It was a scoop. Sound like you doing the laundry for everybody. But how we got here from Marlon Humphrey's original question. Like you said, I think it was a good question. This has to be a thing that, like, very rich people have. I imagine it's probably just kind of standard.
Oh, rich people love to stink. They love to not shower. Like, everyone in Hollywood stinks. They just don't shower. They're just like, they think it's better.
Where Orlovsky live at? Now, the school thing, Orlovsky smell like a rose, but Hollywood stink.
Oh, Orlovsky is a frugal man. They roast him on the shows all the time. Like, whenever they have to fly out to the Super Bowl or something, he flies coach, his kids fly coach, and they're like, you got your wife and kids flying coach, and you're on TV, Dan? He's like, yeah, we fly coach.
That doesn't make any sense. I still don't get why he's not being paid, like why they're not.
Yeah, why is he paying for that at all? Yeah,
I don't know. He's going to the Super Bowl to pay for his own flight.
He's getting that on the back end. I ain't buying that.
Yeah, this is some try hard Jimmy Butler shit. Like, you're there at 3 a.m., but you're not actually doing anything. You just want people to see you there at 3 a.m. bullshit. I feel like he's lying about the coach flights.
Not buying that at all. Because he also know he's going to be a quarterback coach in 2 years, whenever he wants the job. Like, so, Is that the towel budget? That's what the family is saving money on?
He's trying to be a quarterback coach, so he has access to the locker room towels. He can just take a bunch home, you know?
Yeah, just a few gently used towels.
10 towels, I'm set for the year.
Yeah, I'm just thrumming through. What's going on with the giant seaweed blob, man?
Oh, man, they got a mile-long seaweed blob. If you're in Florida, things are about to be a little stinky.
Did you say a mile long?
It's thousands of miles long, actually.
Excuse me.
Yes. Thousands of miles long. Let me pull this up. This is from the New York Times.
Oh, Scoob being our New York Times correspondent now.
That's right.
A blob of seaweed spanning thousands of miles is expected to come ashore in Florida and elsewhere along the Gulf of Mexico by summer. Scientists say it will then begin to rot, emitting toxic fumes and fouling beaches.
Cool.
That's Orlovsky's towel, ain't it? Now, what can be done of this? Like, what? Are we just at the mercy of this giant blob of seaweed?
I think we are.
And they shoot at it as it gets too close to tide?
Shooting at it would be a very American thing to do. I don't hate that.
Florida, they gonna eat it, man.
It can cause pollution and threaten human health as it decays, it says.
Oh, what? Hold on. But scientists say that in the coming months, the blob, a tangled, buoyant mass, a type of seaweed called the sargasm.
Nah, who's trying to roll up some of that sargasm?
They called it the sargasm mass, I believe.
They could have picked a different name.
Scientists love to pick the wildest name for things they didn't need to do every time.
It's how Robert Sarver got out of here.
What would you name it, Mick? What do you name the giant seaweed blob heading toward Florida?
I don't hate the blob. Like, wait. When you dub something the blob, we're not confusing it with other blobs. Like, we would know what blob they're talking about.
How does it get together? Is it like a storm? It just picks up like a snowball or something? It just keeps adding more and more seaweed?
Says here, it's a type of macroalgae that is naturally abundant in the Sargasso Sea.
So, floating in mats across the North Atlantic. When 2011, so we've been known this is on the horizon, scientists began to observe extraordinary accumulations of the seaweed extending in a belt from West Africa to the Caribbean Sea and Gulf of Mexico. According to a 2019 study, the bloom has continued to grow almost every year. They can't break it up. Does it just reform again?
Weed whacker?
Well, yeah, like what? If nothing can be done, what are you telling us for?
So you don't get in the water. It says you can't get in the water.
When I see the giant mass of seaweed coming, I will get out of the water.
This feels like the ocean fighting back. This is like, let's just toss this toxic, this stink bomb right onto the beach of Florida.
This is like them throwing down the July 4th pops. This is how insignificant. If the ocean really wants to get us out of here, they will do just that. I hope they will. Maybe this is the first sign of some good news to come. But I don't like the sound of this.
No. This is how I watch movies. I watch like 20 minutes of a
eight
movie.
Eight at a time?
Yeah, yeah. Reese, I've been doing like two at once. Like, I'll watch like...
What?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if I'm not like entirely getting into one, I'll pull up another and pause one and then go back to it.
Oh.
It's fine. My brain works in a mysterious way.
Why don't you just turn the first one off? You're clearly not feeling it.
Oh, no. I'm just not feeling. I'm just not in that mindset then. I'll feel it later. I always come back around on it. I always come back around.
We'll be listening to funk, watching two movies, listening to Simmons.
Reading a book.
Yeah. He's juggling, man.
If I'm in the middle of a book and like I don't finish it, I don't start a new book for years because I still think I'm going to finish that original book. So I just the idea that I'm going to pause a movie and start another one and then pause that and go back, like it's live television, is just
I can't even read old two books. Brain.
Right, that's what I mean. Same,
two books that I've read before. It's like let me. I wonder what happens to Malcolm. Let me put this down and
Scoop check. Scoop's got HBO Red Zone. He's watching.
They're about to invade the troops. Sir. Ooh. flips over to Scott Hansen.
Can we take you live to the beaches of Normandy where Tom Hanks has got himself in quite a pickle?
He has to do the lead-in where he knows what happens, but he can't tell us it's about to be a 76-yard kick return. Watch this. They're pulling up with the infantry. Nah, movie Red Zone might actually kind of be fire.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Well, two at one time because, like, do you start one like 30 minutes early? Like, what's the timing on both? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, sometimes you'll be watching a movie and you'll get 30 minutes into it and you're like, hey, I don't feel like watching a movie anymore right now. So you pause.
With you.
Yeah, and then you pause and you come back later, but when you come back later, you don't want to watch that other movie, so you just start a new one, and then you go back to that other one later.
Scoop afraid of commitment is what I'm hearing.
Yes, yes, extremely. Terrified, actually.
Too real.
If I pause a movie, I'm never going back to it, ever in my life. Ever.
If I'll go back, it has to be like, if it's not within like 24 hours, then I'll never go back to it. Like, if I'll finish it up, like if I get... When I watch 30 minutes and don't want to watch no more, I just go, I'm sleepy. I go to bed. So if I pick it up the next day, I can watch. But if it goes like a 2-3 days, that movie's not getting watched.
If I stop a movie or something for any reason other than being too tired to finish it, I won't finish it because clearly I don't want to finish it.
Agree. Like if I find myself on my phone like three times within like the first 20 minutes, it's like this is not clicking
for
me.
You just have no idea what the initial plot is at all because it's just not grabbing you at all.
Yeah, wait, who's that guy? When did Denzel get here?